Japan didn't know what to do with the Neils.
Welcome to Good Mythical More.
I want to tell you more about some things that happened to us, or maybe it's things that we did that then happened to Japan.
Okay.
When we visited. And not only that, we got a couple of more snacks that I brought back that didn't make it. We can try those. And you've been a good boy, so I might have gotten you a present.
What?
So
you brought a gift?
So if you're nice, you get to open this at some point during this Good Mythical More. I bought this in Japan, and you can tell because they wrapped it. But when things are wrapped in Japan, it's different and better and cleaner. Ooh. And it smells great.
A stick of butter?
It's like one piece of wrapping paper that she just kept wrapping it in different ways, and there's like one piece of tape right there. That's it. That's what they do, man. Japan. That's what I'm talking about, Japan. Okay. Right there.
I'm very excited about
that. I might have broken it.
I will say, you know, we both did so well in that episode. We both won, and we're supposed to get gold medals, so I would love to receive those at this point.
Well, they're a bit tight. They're a bit tight.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Children's size.
Could have gone lower. All right. Thank you for that.
Okay. So we got our medals.
Thank you for that. All right. Is that it? Yep. Yeah, there comes another one.
Oh. Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay.
All right.
That's plenty.
Medals. Okay. Okay.
Here we go again. All right.
Congratulations.
Okay.
This is getting more rewarding as it continues.
They're just being sort of sharply set on my head.
So anyway, I went to Japan, and I'm going to talk about that at some point.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe this is a good point to do that.
Okay.
Like,
all
just
right.
Continue.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. You know what?
Yep.
Did we seem like we needed more love today?
I think we're good. And you look great.
Yeah. I look like a
1970s,
like, track star from Iowa.
Yeah, I'm like Michael Phelps, man.
You just won like the 800 meters.
Look at air.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Where to begin? I got two stories for you. The first one, I'm going to throw Christy under the bus.
Good.
I really wanted to go to a vinyl bar. They had these vinyl bars. Stevie, you went to Japan. Oh. Did you go to a vinyl bar?
Congratulations.
You went to Tokyo, Kyoto.
I did, yeah. No, I don't think I did go to a vinyl bar. But that's your thing.
Me buying records, it was like another level of heaven for buying records. It was amazing. But then they also have slews of bars where they're playing records that are on display, and there's a DJ there. And there's this, the one that I wanted to get into, it was full because you got to make reservations for pretty much everything. And
Tokyo, especially, very reservation heavy.
Yeah, and you can't show up early for a reservation because they will be like, turn around and go out.
What if you show up late?
I was 15 minutes earlier and they told us to leave. And that gave us 15 minutes to get in a family fight.
That's all you need
and
sometimes.
And then to go back in there. We also went to another place that Christy had picked out, and we get there and I'm like, this is not the place that you said. It's like, no, this is it. And we go through and it's just a bunch of men in ties drinking.
Great start.
Beer.
Okay.
And they all turn and looked at us. And then the chef behind the counter goes to my family. And I look at a sign and it says, no one under 22. Drinking age is 20. It wasn't about drinking age. It was just they don't want any kids and I didn't think they wanted any Americans in there.
There's also a really big culture of, like, there's been a bunch of press recently in the U.S. about how, like, happy hour has died and, like, coworkers don't go out to drink with each other anymore.
Oh, they do that, though.
In Tokyo, it's, like, men, it's a lot of men after work drinking together.
Talking?
Yes. Laughing, talking, having a great time.
Okay.
None of that happens on a train, of course.
Right.
Silence. So then we go to another place. We ended up at a vinyl. We couldn't go into the vinyl bar that I wanted to go to, but then I found one around the corner that was opening right then. And I didn't. Lando technically wasn't allowed to go, but I wanted to go in so badly. I wasn't going to ask any questions, and I was going to drag him in there.
All right.
And I met the guy at the door. He was unlocking it and let him. He lets us in, and there's four of us. So there were six seats in the whole place, and it was one guy who owned it, made all the drinks, and also played the music on a record player.
What kind of coffee?
No, highballs, liquor.
Okay.
Huge speakers, like speakers this big, as far across the bar, as far from me to you. They were just beautiful speakers. And then in between, he had all his records displayed. And then he had his record player right here on the bar. And then like the amp with the volume and everything was pointed towards me. And I'm like looking at I'm just geeking out, looking at the needles moving. And Chrissy and Lander are sitting behind us ordering soda waters. And me and Lincoln are ordering highballs. And this guy just does everything. It's my favorite part about Japan is that you go into these places and there's just one person curating every single aspect of this experience. And it's exactly how they want it to be for you. Took our drinks and
drink orders.
And then there was no music because he had to take a record out and he put the record on and he drops the needle on Cowboy Carter, Beyonce. And I'm like,
okay,
all right. And then he pulls out a little notepad and he's like writing on it and like crossing through. And this man has a set list that he has prepared. And then when that song's over, he reaches over in front of me and like fades it out. And then he lifts the needle and he moves it over and he puts it down on the other song on that side of the album that he wanted to play. And then he's making drinks.
One turntable. He's not like bringing up another one.
Yeah, he's not doing like a DJ mixing thing. And then another couple comes in. I'm like, this place is full. We got to get out of here because we're not ordering enough drinks. And then he drops the needle and Lincoln goes, he's playing this for me. And it was the Jurassic Park theme.
Yeah.
The dude was just like playing. You didn't know what he was going to play.
He definitely was playing it for Lincoln though.
And then I heard this like clink and spill behind me, and I turn around, and Christy has her phone out, and she's knocked over her drink trying to take a picture of the place.
And
then I look at her.
Act like you don't know her. That's what you do at that point.
And then I look.
Who is that woman?
Then I look back at him. He wasn't there. Then I look back at her, and there he is already.
Yeah.
It's like a secret passage under there, and he's like wiping up the table, and he leans over to her, and he says, no pictures allowed. I'm like,
oh, did he say it in a sexy way like that?
Was that sexy?
Well, I mean,
that was just me talking.
You were trying to.
That's just me.
It didn't seem like you were reprimanding. It seemed like he was trying to.
I think he was trying to be nice, and I can't help but be sexy.
Okay, all right.
We were a little embarrassed at that point because he's cleaning up.
And then you left.
And then we left.
Yeah.
Then we left.
So you went to a bunch of record shops.
But
what makes?
I might have gone to 40.
Okay, so
it's like there's so many so close together.
But the question I have is that, is it that every one of them was different in a way that you appreciated or that there was like you would, I'm going to find a new record at this place that I haven't found?
Oh, yeah. They all had like different, there's a record shop called Disc Union and each one just has one or two genres. And some of them have like multiple floors and each floor is a genre. And some of them you just go to different places and you go to like, I want to go to the hip hop one, so I'm going to go over here, kind of a thing. And there's a lot of heavy-duty collecting happening. And, like, numbered hip-hop albums that I've been interested in getting. It was like a treasure trove there.
Was this a solo activity, or did the entire family go to 40 record stores?
We would go to an area, and we would split up.
How? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we would split up, and Lana and I would go record shopping. Christy would like shop for ceramics and handmade pottery and stuff like that. And Lincoln would shop for Pokemon cards.
Which, really?
Yeah, he got back into Pokemon cards.
It's coming back around.
And something for everybody. And it's all everywhere. in not just Tokyo, but Osaka as well. I love Osaka.
No Lily is what I'm gaining from this.
Lily didn't show up. We kept waiting for her to show up.
She missed the plane.
Too cool. Just too cool.
Ooh, these are good.
Tomato flavor. Oh. Oh.
But yeah, I mean, like, not taking pictures, not spilling drinks, not talking too loud.
Yeah.
Not just ordering waters in a bar. These are the type of boundaries that we're willing to push.
Right.
Yeah, I got another story for you, but I want to tell you about my favorite thing that I ate there.
Okay.
But I want you to open your present first.
Oh.
Where did you go other than Tokyo and Osaka?
Kyoto.
Nice.
So nice. 3 days in Kyoto.
What was your favorite city?
Osaka. I mean,
but
Kyoto.
Why have I been to?
I bet Kyoto would have. Again, it was like it just wasn't the right time of year to see all of the beauty that it offered. Yeah, keep that.
Oh look. Look at that.
I'm telling you, all you got to do is just open.
That's two pieces of tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, I think I know what.
Anything you want, you can get.
Oh yes, I recognize that brand.
So I went to a
Sailor.
A specific shop that I know that my buddy really likes. I mean, it might have been Christy's idea, but I will take credit for it.
Christy is my pen buddy. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So that is a Japanese pen.
I do not have a Sailor. It is one of the brands that I do not yet have.
Right. That is a $3,000 pen.
No, it's... Oh, it's a screw top.
Yeah, screw it.
Is it capable?
It's... What? Is it capable? I don't know.
Postable?
Okay. Compostable.
Look at this. This is the shop.
Yeah, it was Minami? A cool shop.
This is Aoyama.
Oh yeah, you want to write something? I don't think that the ink is in it, so it won't write. But you can pretend to write.
Well, you know what? They come with a cartridge. I'm gonna ink this sucker right now, Link.
Oh, all right. I will tell.
Thank you.
What are you gonna write with it?
I'm gonna write your wife a thank you note.
And you know what? She'll probably write you one back because she also bought one for herself.
And she has beautiful handwriting. She wrote me a birthday card, you know. She gave me my own birthday card that wasn't from you and her. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What?
From my birthday card that was from you and from her. Her side of the card just was great handwriting, very thoughtful. Your side. Did you go first?
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, you should go second.
Oh, okay. We're going to try this Hi-Chew Premium. And Stevie, you want one of these?
Sure.
You had to think about it. I mean, I don't want to beg you to take one.
No, I will take one, and you will not hear me eat it on this mic.
Oh, now these are good. These are so good. Hi-Chew's are good. Hi-Chew Premium. I mean, it is just premium. I hope that
I think I put it in backwards.
Can I get one, but bring the bag?
I mean, why have we the whole hand thing a singular thing from?
No. Deliver it in the bag.
Stevie, of course, with the way that we film these things, we're not hand to mouth with the episodes, but I certainly hope that the comments from Friday's episode are giving you the support that you deserve.
I think,
in your decision.
We don't know.
I'm sure that everyone understands and seeks to understand and defer to your ability to make decisions that are best for you.
I think that the majority of the mythical beasts are going to be in that bucket.
Yeah.
That being said, you know that there's a segment of the fandom that believes multiple things, including that Rhett and I are having an affair with each other, despite me being gay.
I did not know that.
We could have capitalized on that. There are people who think that I am slowly poisoning Link.
Well, that is true.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I want to take full credit for my mental deterioration, okay? I don't put that on anybody.
And I want to say I'm not having an affair with Rhett because the two of you are gay together.
That's right.
And so that just couldn't be true. And of course, I'm assuming that the you know, some lovely people will start their posts with, I knew someone at Mythical and. And that sounds legit, you know. But like you said, I think the majority of the Mythical Beasts are gonna understand and celebrate this month.
Yep. Change. It's a part of life.
Well, at some point I'll figure out how to use this pen.
Yeah, it didn't work, huh? Is it broken?
No, it's just, I don't know which, usually when you put the—
Just eat one of these, you'll be happy.
Usually when you put the cartridge in, it automatically opens it up, and it's usually the side that has a little perforation right there.
Don't worry about it right now, please.
And I'll just stop.
Come on, you're embarrassing me.
And
you're making it seem like my gift sucks.
I haven't, no, this is a great gift. This is a, there is—
Eat one of these, you'll like it.
It's a very good brand.
Oh, you have to tell us about your favorite food thing that you ate, you said.
So Lando found this place. He's a foodie. Before we went there, he's the catalyst for us going to Japan. Well, that and the episode we just shot. So he found this place, and then it was a small place that makes a Japanese style of ramen that is like a fusion with dandan noodles. So they're like nutty. It's called tantanmen or tantan ramen.
Okay.
And it's not as spicy as a dandan noodle, and it's got a creamy broth like ramen. I'm sure I have a picture we can throw it up in the edit. But he was like, Dad, you're gonna love this stuff. I know how much you love dandan noodles and nutty stuff. So they open at 6. We plan our day around showing up there at 6 because they don't take reservations.
Where was this? Where
this was in Osaka. And I'm not going to tell you the name of the place for reasons that will become clear over the course of this story.
Yeah, don't even describe it the right way.
So we show up. And the door's still locked, and I'm like looking through the window, and I can see that there's a guy in there, and he's like moving around with some pots and whatnot. And he lets us in, and I wouldn't say that it was much of a big welcome.
Right.
It was just kind of like the door opens, and then he just kind of went back to where he was to do his thing. And we go in, we sit down at the bar, we take 4 of the seats. There's 4 more seats, and then there is a booth behind us with a 3-year-old boy in it, which presumably is his son.
Okay.
He's the only person working there. Another
couple. The 3-year-old?
And his dad.
Oh, okay, good.
Then another couple come in, and, well, 2 people come in, and like they were like, you could tell that he knew them. They didn't talk too much, but like he was one guy got one to go, and then the other people sat down. And so then, I guess there were only 2 more seats because then a couple came in and they ended up having to sit down and eat with a toddler. They said they just ate with the toddler. And there was a language barrier. And he didn't have one of those menus that you can scan and just order. A lot of places for people like us, they're like, you scan it and then you're like doing it all on the phone. And then they just give it to you.
Minimize the communication.
Yeah. He had like a handwritten thing that he like gave to us, and he would say it, and then we would say it, and then we would both. I thought we were saying the same thing, but it was like, I just don't know.
Give me an example.
He would say, "White." No, there was a white sauce.
Oh,
what he's talking about, and that's the one we wanted. And then it's like, "Do you want?" Do you want an egg in it? Do you want pork in it? Do you want green onions? Do you want white onions? And we wanted all of these things. We ended up all ordering. I was like, listen, no, we're all going to order the same thing.
Yes. So no then we, substitutions.
So then we were like, all. And then, I don't know, some place, you know, it was a struggle.
It I feel like it's a struggle in America to go out to eat with you sometimes. I'm really like holding on tight for the rest of this.
Yeah, right.
So this feels familiar.
Yeah, right.
We get the order in and then we're feeling okay. Like you get unlimited rice and kimchi while you wait. It was wonderful. I'm drinking Asahi dry.
What?
I wasn't trying to, I didn't mean for that to sound like an accent.
Okay. Well, do it again.
Asahi dry. Okay. Is what it just what it is. Okay. I just don't know how to say it, okay?
Right. You just got you just lost your breath.
Yeah. Right. The beauty is you get to see him making it, and he's like, I mean, he is hard at work back there doing his thing. And then he gets the four bowls prepared. They're all the same, so like they're all up there. And then I see Christy, who's sitting to my right. And this is after the record shop. Christy goes, she's doing this.
Oh, God.
And she's like leaning over the bar to take, and later she tells me, well, the four bowls were in perfect configuration and I wanted to get like just a shot of it for my Instagram.
Hey, listen, her Instagram stories during that trip were.
She had it on lock. Yeah, some really nicely composed shots and stuff. That was not one of them because she's here, she's doing this, and she does it, and I'm like, is she filming him going to place him over? And when she does that, he goes, bats the phone out of the way.
Yeah.
Poof, hand goes away, phone goes off. Oh, no, she didn't lose the phone, but boom, it goes all over there. And he says, something. And it wasn't positive. It wasn't happy.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it wasn't good. And then I just tried to be meek and small at that moment. I just tried to, you know, I was like, last thing I'm going to do is start yucking it up about Christy doing something wrong. Cause I know that, you know, I'll have my moment soon enough.
Right.
We eat this stuff and it may be the best thing I've ever eaten. It may be my favorite thing I've ever eaten. It was so...
Was it a soupy thing?
Yes. It was soupy like ramen, but it was nutty like dandan noodles. And you would add the, the red spicy stuff. The chili oil. You'd add all of that. Chili crisp, chili oil on it. And it was just like... It was so good. And it was so cold there that it was just so satisfying.
We got to get Christy some of those video glasses so she can just be constantly videoing
and not
nobody
doing this.
Slaps it out
and we get done and I'm like I have to tell this guy how good this is.
Yes you do. You do.
And I'm like, I'm looking at him, he's like batting back and forth, he's trying to like fulfill other people's orders. You pay on the honor system on the way out. You don't even pay the guy, you don't get his attention or anything,
drop him money in a bucket.
And so I'm like, I don't know how to get his attention. And so I pulled out my phone and I pulled out the Translate app. And I wrote, I just want to let you know that this was one of the best meals of my entire life.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I do not know that woman.
And so I type this out and there's a button you can press play and it'll play it.
Yes.
And I like, and I'm looking down at what I wrote, and I'm like proofreading it.
That's it.
And then I'm looking up at him, and he's like, he's not making eye contact ever. He's not looking. He's rummaging and doing stuff.
He's busy.
He's doing everything except hoping to talk to me, apparently. And so
he didn't.
And then I remember the batting of the phone, and I'm like, so then I indent and I like do a new one, and I'm like. I'm just like, I need to get his attention. So I'm like, excuse me, I would like to thank you. That's good. That's good. I'll do that.
Just then, that.
Yeah. And of course, the boys are sitting here and Christy too. They don't know any of this is about to happen. So from Lincoln and Lando's perspective, all of a sudden they just hear my phone speaking Japanese saying, "Excuse me, I would like to thank you." And he's moving, so I'm like playing it like this. And then, "Excuse me, I would like to thank you" in Japanese. And he goes, "Cooking, cooking, cooking." And then I look back down at my phone and I just look at the next thing and I'm like, yeah. I just wanted to know so bad that it was so good. It was the best meal of my life. And I couldn't do it. I didn't do it.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't do it. I did not do the follow-up. And I can't tell you where it is because he doesn't want me to tell you. Wow, he doesn't want to meet you. He didn't want to meet me. He probably would. He probably liked to meet you better than meeting me. But
did you get?
It was still the best meal I've ever had.
So, what I have heard is that it is incredible and beautiful. Everything tastes great. But they have a lot of tourists. A lot of tourists, and so
they're taking pictures, it's like we don't get overrun with lines.
Like, we don't have to be super accommodating to these people.
Of Australians.
They're going to show up anyway because the place is so great. Yep. So did you get a little bit of that? Like, I can tell that I'm not really wanted.
Yeah. And I respect that. I respect that. I told everyone I was Australian.
Good.